WROCV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to
ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump is due in a Miami courtroom on Tuesday. He's facing 37 federal charges stemming from his alleged mishandling of classified information and alleged attempts to obstruct the investigation. But ABC's Elizabeth Schulze in Greensboro, North Carolina, says he also has a full campaign schedule planned.
Trump is making it clear that this historic indictment will not stop him from seeking another term, and the law allows him to run even if he is found guilty. Trump is still the front runner in a growing field of more than a dozen Republican presidential candidates. We have been speaking with GOP voters here who say that this indictment could only embolden Trump, helping him raise campaign funds. Many of them are still pledging their support for the former president.
Trump has campaign events planned for today in Georgia and in North Carolina. President Biden was in North Carolina Friday. He did not comment on the indictment. Ukrainian President Zelensky said a counteroffensive is underway against Russia. He would not say what stage it was in. This is ABC News. A historic rescue in the Amazon jungle. Colombia's President Gustavo Petro Friday confirming four indigenous children survived a deadly crash of a small plane more than a month ago and have now been found alive after 40 days in the wilderness. They're now receiving medical attention. A judge in Idaho is considering whether to keep a gag order in effect in the case of the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students last year.
The argument for the gag order in the Brian Koberger case is that a potential jury pool could be tainted by information they learn about the case in the media. But that gag order has led to speculation and misinformation in the case. Lata County District Judge John Judge hearing the case Friday, considering whether to keep that gag order in place. An attorney for the family of Kaylee Gonsalves, one of the murdered students, says the gag order has kept them from speaking out about the case and kept new information from them. The judge also considering Friday whether cameras will be allowed in the courtroom. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
This is Rummage Sale Ruth, and I love rummage sale deals. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now at 609-949-8989. That's 609-949-8989. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are still standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. Bye now.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. It's clear something needs to be done about chemicals in Wisconsin's soil and water known as PFAS. If a new study from Minnesota is any indication, removing forever chemicals from wastewater will be very expensive. More from Mike Moen.
The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency estimates it would cost $14 to $28 billion to remove PFAS from the water and biosolids leaving regional wastewater treatment facilities. The MPCA Scott Kaiser led the research project and says trying to add the equipment would be a big adjustment.
Those treatment systems are new, they're complicated, and they just take a lot of money to operate.
The study adds the new types of PFAS are more difficult and up to 70% more expensive to remove and destroy compared to older substances. Forever chemicals are found in a range of products and create serious health risks for consumers. They also can contaminate surface water, groundwater, drinking water, fish, and other wildlife. Sophie Green, PFAS coordinator for the MPCA, says given the magnitude of the cost, they hope the findings compel policymakers and manufacturers to focus on preventing these chemicals from reaching wastewater facilities in the first place.
Source reduction is the most important thing right now because installing these expensive and complicated treatment systems at all of our wastewater treatment plants is just probably not feasible.
She acknowledges it's still a major challenge in swapping out PFAS for less harmful materials since their use in manufacturing has been so widespread. There's also been pushback from some business groups when proposed regulations surface. Still, Green says there's hope in Minnesota, with the legislature this year adopting bans on these chemicals for non-essential items. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
This is Rummage Sale Ruth, and I love rummage sale deals. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now at 609-949-8989. That's 609-949-8989. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. Bye now.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit LakelandCareInc.com to learn more.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump is due in a Miami courtroom on Tuesday. He's facing 37 federal charges stemming from his alleged mishandling of classified information and alleged attempts to obstruct the investigation. But ABC's Elizabeth Schulze in Greensboro, North Carolina, says he also has a full campaign schedule planned.
Trump is making it clear that this historic indictment will not stop him from seeking another term, and the law allows him to run even if he is found guilty. Trump is still the front runner in a growing field of more than a dozen Republican presidential candidates. We have been speaking with GOP voters here who say that this indictment could only embolden Trump, helping him raise campaign funds. Many of them are still pledging their support for the former president.
Trump has campaign events planned for today in Georgia and in North Carolina. President Biden was in North Carolina Friday. He did not comment on the indictment. Ukrainian President Zelensky said a counteroffensive is underway against Russia. He would not say what stage it was in. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Yeah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma Cloud Phone System with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep, switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooh. Uma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at uma.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd.
The enticing smell of fresh baked goods, breads, rolls, pies, cookies, and more. This isn't just a bakery, it's Just Dane's Just Bakery, a training program for people dealing with employment barriers. Learn more and order now for your next get-together at justdane.org. Justdane.org.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Krebscast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM. a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other.
Damaged goods, I'm complicated. I sure do know how to tell a lie.
Welcome back, everybody, to Raised in Wisco on 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, The Shaw. Ooh, I'm jet lagged.
You're jet lagged. Is it kicking in?
It is kicking
in. And you
my
just had a fantastic dinner with your family?
Had a great dinner tonight with my family. We're at Bryant's on the Round, scallops, and they've got this like crab rangoon dip stuff and risotto and this amazing hamburger. He did have a soup that he debuted today, which was kind of fascinating to me. It was like along the lines of a cold potato soup, like vichyssoise or gazpacho, a cold soup, but it was avocado based.
Oh,
it was really good, but I couldn't get past the fact that it was cold. It was very weird to me. I just love all food's my favorite dish, which reminds me. So I was in, and you guys, and we got Josh Parent and Brad Scher in the studio with us from Whitetail Design Build, and we've been sharing some really awesome tips and keys as to how to food plot, how to get your place ready for the whitetail season. But I'm going to regress for a minute. We hunted Egyptian geese.
Aha, there it is. That's what I've been waiting for.
What have you been waiting for about it?
I see, like, just like you, I like to talk more about waterfowl because I suck at deer hunting. I suck at it, like horribly, really suck at it. But I love waterfowl hunting.
Yeah, we can get you way better than
that. suck at it.
It's not a coincidence. So, I may be one of the most top 10 funny people in the entire state of Wisconsin. But that's like whitetail hunting. Only the top 10% kill the biggest deer. And there's a reason for that. It is not coincidence. It's because they're good at what they do. Do you guys know Paul House? The guy shoots a 130 to 180 inch buck every year.
Yeah.
And it is not a coincidence that those people do that. So we're in South Africa. Now, waterfowl hunting in South Africa is not a thing.
Oh.
It is not a thing, but they've got these Egyptian geese all over the place, feeding on alfalfa fields, feeding on grass fields.
And now these Egyptian geese are not the Canadian geese that we have here. Nothing looks exactly the same.
Geese.
They
almost look like a type of duck, a big, what do they kind of look like? Maybe a mix of a wood duck, kind of. They've got brown and green and white and
more like
black.
Like a redhead, but fluffy.
Yeah, fluffier, bigger. So they don't use layout blinds.
Hmm.
They stick a blind, like a stick blind, in the middle of a field. They put
like tarp around that saw.
Yeah,
I'm like, what is that tarp is there for?
They put like, 10 decoys out of speckle belly geese. They're not even putting out decoys of Egyptian geese. And I actually brought 24 decoys with us, the silhouette decoys. And we put those out and it like doubled his decoy amount because the guy who runs is a guy named Diafon, great guy. He speaks Afrikaans as his first language and he's a riot. He looks, to try to describe him, he's like Santa Claus looking with a brown beard with a South African Afrikaans accent. So it's very... Put out the decoys over there. It's but it's so fun because unlike here, the geese that are coming in are absolutely clueless. In Wisconsin, the geese are so tough because they're completely educated. They know. They fly over, they're like, that's not moving.
Yeah.
What's going on? Over there?
That has a scratch on its forehead.
And they don't have any rules about like electronic calling or anything. So last time I was there, I was like, you should have a caller. He's like, oh, I don't know. This time we had electronic calls, these geese.
What?
And they suckered. And they were coming in and absolutely finishing right in our faces. It was awesome. And we're getting 10-yard shots on them. Ethical kill. We shot 23. Three of us shot 23 Egyptian geese, and they're just beautiful geese. And of course, over there, they don't eat them. They're like, geese, gross. That's disgusting. Well, come on. 90% of the people in Wisconsin say Canada geese are disgusting.
This is true. This is very true.
Until they eat the ones we cook.
It is.
And I brought provider spices along with me to South Africa. And I cooked these things. I put them in a Chardonnay. I made them in a Chardonnay reduction. Ooh. And in the crock pot, but only for a couple hours just to get them a little more tender because I didn't have the sous vide along. You know how much I love the sous vide.
Love the sous vide.
So I cooked them in this Chardonnay sauce and I added some of the provider seasonings, the Sonora seasoning to that. And then I added just a little bit of balsamic vinegar, lemon juice, some garlic. And this... oh my gosh. It was absolutely like a delicacy. You guys like eating waterfowl?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I always had, you know, geese growing up and wood ducks and mallards. And
wood ducks are the best.
I thought they were good growing up. Some people don't like them, but I always have.
I think a lot of it's in the prep. And a lot, I mean, people who eat the goose that I make, they're like, this is the best shredded beef I've ever had. And I'm like, yeah, it's Sky Carp. So, you know, enjoy it. Enjoy that. But that was such a great thing to be able to, and all the guides out there, you know, they call them PHs, which stands for professional hunter, which I just think is goofy. So I call them guides, just like in the United States. The outfitters and guides are eating the stuff and they're going, holy cow, this is unbelievable. And I look them right in the face. And do you think it's a coincidence that I am this fat? It is not a coincidence. It is because I love to eat and always eats wild game. And if you know how to cook it, oh, man.
That's so now you got them hooked on provider lifestyle seasonings? Yeah,
and I'm going to tell you, everything that you cook, every antelope. So cervids, which we hunt in the United States, we hunt almost all cervids, right? Moose, elk, deer, they're all cervids. Antelopes are not cervids.
What the heck is a cervid?
Well, it's a cervid is a there are definitions for it specifically, but it's hooved. It's a type of so you got genus, family, species. So it's a genus or a family, and it's moose, it's deer, it's mule deer, white-tailed deer, coos deer, elk. It's, you know, all the North American species basically of antlered animals. And antlers are different than horns.
Yep.
Antlers fall off every year, horns grow from birth until death. So antelope do not have the same thing in their meat, in the pH of their meat, that cervids had. So they don't have that, what we call as a gamey taste to it. So when we make cervids here, a lot of times you have to work to make sure that that gamey taste isn't part of what you serve. But the antelopes, I mean, that tastes like Wagyu beef. I mean, it's
never
almost,
have I ever.
Almost as good as Two Sleep Cattle Company beef. I'm just saying. Two Sleep Cattle Company beef is fantastic. Our buddy John then owns that. The products are fantastic. But I'm telling you, the meat that we make over there, they don't have a gamey taste. So when you shoot goose there, it can have that gamey taste to it, right? So what we did, you use an acid to break that down. And I know that this outdoor show ends up being a cooking show a lot of times, which I have no problem with because one of the things we stand for and talk about is the fact that in Wisconsin, if you're going to kill something, eat it.
Yes.
First of all,
100%.
Provide for your family. And secondly, you're not going to get a more organic source. I see you nodding your head over there, Brad, because you're not going to get a more organic source of protein than in the waters and woods of Wisconsin.
No, that is 100% true. So I got a brother-in-law from Nigeria, right? This is his first time eating wild game. I gave him some venison, and he's like, I don't know about this, right? He calls me last week. He goes, Brad, I need more of that venison. Can we go get more from the butcher store? I said, we don't sell it. I said, buddy, you got to wait till I shoot another one. But I said, I still got a couple roasts left that would get you when you get back up here. So, I mean, that turned him over. He's like, this stuff is the best, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's all about how you prepare it, like Joel was saying before.
Oh, yeah. My whole family is a non-hunting, non-fishing family. Like, nobody does. So Bill's the one that got me into it. And my sister would not, for the life of her, eat anything in our house. Not a thing. She's like, this is going to be something wild from the woods. This is going to be... She saw an egg hatching one time, and now that just changed her. But she'll buy meat from the store.
Oh, but they're so tender when they're young.
Oh, gosh. Is that it?
Well, that's no
that's
different.
That's a joke. For anybody who's going to come after me, that was a joke.
But no,
that was a joke.
Yeah, no, that's no different.
Oh, Lordy. Good thing it's your birthday.
Okay, I'm still jet-lagged, I told you.
Yeah, and being a guy that eats a lot of venison through the year, my kids... You hand them a beef, good beef steak, and they're like, Dad, this doesn't taste right. They're so used to eating that wild game.
Good.
And that's what they're all about.
I'm with you.
They'll take that venison backstrap or roast over.
You go eat a steak that's been sitting in a grocery store for a week, and prior to that, it was sitting in a warehouse for a week, and it was frozen for 2 weeks.
Yep.
There's no flavor to it.
It looks so different.
It looks so different.
Ugh. Yep.
Yeah, that is something that's really important. And I have to tell you, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, my wife did not eat wild game, period.
At all?
At all. Nothing. She did not eat wild game. And now it's all we eat is wild game because I prepare it in a way that runs the gamut from people who have very, very simple palates and they want to eat something that tastes like shredded beef all the way to, you know, honey glazed, rubbed wild boar roast and anything in between. And when you're eating organic and you eat organic over time, you start to actually crave the flavor that's there that doesn't exist in most store purchased meat. Absolutely. Not all. But most store purchased meat doesn't have that. And I love store purchased meat. Don't get me wrong. I love the farming industry.
Yep.
It's fantastic. But if you know how to prepare wild game, you're going to have a meal that people are going to, at the end of it, say, I cannot believe this. I don't want to eat other things than this. And I'm not a trained chef or a cook. I'm not. And that's all we eat in our house is wild game now. And now it's funny because I'll go to the freezer and my wife and I'll say, yeah, I know so-and-so's coming over. I'm going to give him a roast. She'll be like, don't give away all the goose. And I say to myself, wait a minute.
Who
nobody
are you?
Says don't give away the goose.
She's looking at it. She's yelling
says,
at you.
She's yelling at me from the other room saying, I don't talk like that. No, she doesn't talk like that. You're welcome to come in here, honey, into the studio and talk. We'd love to hear you. She says, okay, let me do it. Don't give away all the goose.
Aww.
Is that how you talk? Is that better? She's nodding.
It's a little bit better.
She said, she's, honey, sweetheart, don't give away all the goose, please. It's delicious.
Or you should have to go hunting more, right?
I just want to make sure that you're not giving away all the gooses that you have in the freezer.
The gooses.
She doesn't talk like that either.
I feel like you're sleeping on the couch tonight.
I might be. I might.
If looks could kill.
Oh, talking about waterfowl, she might have just flown a bird our direction. I'm not sure. She,
actually,
she gave me one of the most awesome gifts I could ever imagine today.
Oh, what is it?
Well, she got me the hardcover edition of the Boone and Crockett record book.
Oh, she knows
and
you.
Now she's pantomiming through the glass again. Oh, yeah. She cricketed me a lunch bag with the provider on it. But then she also, she loves the cricket. I call it the grasshopper. I don't. So it's this thing that you can make, you know, you put words on and stuff and they think it's cool. But it turned out perfect. It's really good. But she gave me the Boone and Crockett edition, the hardcover edition of the Boone and Crockett records. And I have an all-time antelope that's in that edition that I shot with my bow. Which is
Wyoming?
Even really weird. 2018 in South Dakota. Camp Cook, South Dakota.
Just kidding.
Fantastic going out there to do that. But she gave me that. But the gift she gave me that was even better. Anastasia, are you ready for this? Anastasia's
riveted. I know her love.
You're riveted, aren't you, by this?
I'm so riveted.
She told me we can. She's going to help put together a plan to allow some of the mounts from my hunts in the basement.
In the basement? Outside of the man cave?
Yes.
But because I feel
the man
like...
cave has run out of room, Danielle.
I feel like you can't. I'm sorry. You got to get rid of that
Honey,
wall
why
or something.
Why don't you come in here and get on the microphone instead of pantomiming through the glass? What? I didn't hear you.
You're losing listeners.
I probably am. Let me tell you why we're losing listeners right now, because everybody loves my wife way more than
because
me.
You're making up voices for me. Telling dumb stories about the cricket.
I love the cricket.
The
you
cricket's
made those
fantastic.
Beautiful things for Violet's cheer.
Soup to
oh, we gotta
well,
go
that's
to
Vichy
break.
Cold to, oh man, we're at break.
Why
already.
Did we so
that's,
happen
that's
to us?
That was so fun. Hey, listen, hang around. We're gonna do half a segment with you guys, and we're gonna trade off to my daughters. You're listening to Raising Wisco. We got Josh Perrin Brett Chair here with us with Wisconsin Whitetail Design Build. We'll be right back on Raising Wisco.
Cause someone else would have walked away.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and marks guaranteed. Call 1-800-859-1538 now to secure collector grade U.S. Morgan Silver dollars by the pound struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25 free with every order. Call 1-800-859-1538 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-859-1538. That's 1-800-859-1538.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the KrebsCast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
Do you have heart failure and often hear...
Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always ABC streaming News, on the Civic Media.